Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Hello, this is Chuck Tomasi, and it is so good to talk to you again. I am here in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and sitting right across the studio desk from me is...
T. Morris. How you doing, everybody? Thanks for joining us for Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Chuck, what is on the menu today?
One of my favorite topics, promos.
Promos!
How to promote and what you want to say about your show in... a short span, send it to another podcaster, and let them play it.
I have so much fun putting together promos.
Oh, they are a blast.
They can be so much freaking fun.
What a creative
fun.
Outlet.
It really is. I remember one time I was actually cranking out promos for other podcasts just for the fun of it. Probably one of the goofiest ones I ever did. Of course, the ones some we've got in this one are pretty darn goofy. But I remember doing one for I Should Be Writing from Mer Lafferty. And she doesn't watch 24, but I was totally into the 24 thing. And I did my Jack Bauer impersonation, and I had Jack Bauer writing, because I could make writing into an action sport. And I mean, I did all the gimmicks within a minute. I did all of these gimmicks from 24, and it was so much freaking fun. And I remember when I sent it to Mer was like, but I don't watch 24, T. And I'm like,
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I made your promo. So
right.
It got a lot
but
of play.
Those who do watch 24 will appreciate it. Those yeah. who don't will still think it's an entertaining promo.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's just pull one off of the old random pile.
All right.
So how would you describe a podcast like The Shared Desk?
It's a podcast that took its sweet time to do a promo.
Well, I think that goes without saying.
I mean, you could say The Shared Desk is a podcast about... collaboration, because that's what we do.
Wait. There's a lot more to The Shared Desk. You got our Loot Crate Looky Loo.
Oh, what's in the box?
And then what we're doing when we're not writing. Usually it's pretty nerdy.
Nerd!
And then there are the drop-ins.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Yes. There are drop-ins.
And we love having guests on the show. It's The Shared Desk, after all.
And if it's Katie or Lauren, you get some lovely singing as well.
So find The Shared Desk on iTunes, Stitcher, or at theshareddesk.com. The Shared Desk. Two writers.
One podcast.
Different points of view.
Okay, so what do you want to know about that promo? First off, what was the running time on that?
59 seconds.
Not too shabby.
I'd say that's right in my sweet spot between about 30 and 60 seconds.
And 60 seconds,
That's kind of where you want to keep them.
Yeah.
The bed music, that background music was very well done.
That's our theme song.
Yeah.
And that's our theme song.
Nice to use for branding.
Exactly.
So people recognize that.
Exactly right.
It left no doubt in my... It had a comedy element,
right.
Oh, the promos.
The drop-ins. And you see, the thing is, so there are a lot of inside jokes in that particular promo. For one thing, whenever Katie Briskey or Lauren Scribe Harris are in studio with us, they break out into song. They constantly break out into songs. So
I have that trouble with Teat or with Craig too.
And the funny thing is, they're both crazy about Hamilton. So we dropped in a clip from Hamilton.
Oh, nice!
And all the harmony, because if they're in there together, they harmonize. So it's ridiculous. The opening line. It's a podcast that took a sweet time to make a promo. This is our very first promo for the show. We had been podcasting for 3 years, and people were prodding us to make promos. And we finally said, "Okay, we're gonna make one." And I would say that 50% of that was scripted. 50% of it was just off the top of our heads.
Sure.
And then finally, the reason why her voice takes a dip on Yes, There Are Drop-Ins, I'm in charge of drop-ins on the show.
Of course.
So she has no idea what I'm throwing out there. And sometimes she doesn't like the drop-ins I pick, because sometimes they can be a little prodding on her. Other times, she likes it when they flatter her. So... It's sort of a mixed bag of nuts about how she feels
so
about the promos.
So there's a subtle narration in there.
I have them tell a story. I try very hard to, like, for example, when we talk about the Loot Crate Looky Loo, that's the clip I use. Is what's in the box?
Right.
And then I pulled out from the archives this great clip of, and I can't remember the actor's name. Very distinguished actor's name who played Belloc in the Indiana Jones films.
John Rhys Davies?
The guy who played Belloc. And he goes, "Inside the ark are treasures beyond our wildest imaginations." And I'm like, "Yeah, we're talking about Loot Crate." So I mean, so again, they all tell a story. So
sure.
That really is a sum up.
Well done.
Of what we do for
and
the
And I'm not
desk.
Just sucking up.
I know you're not. I know you're not. I know you're not.
All right, we have another one from a good friend of ours. This is for Astronomy Cast. By Dr. Pamela Gay and Fraser Kane.
Take a facts-based journey through the cosmos with AstronomyCast. Join me, Dr. Pamela Gay, and my co-host Fraser Kane, publisher of Universe Today, as we discuss not just what we know, but how we know it. Topics range from dark matter to why Pluto isn't a planet. Get your episodes today at AstronomyCast.com or look for us in iTunes.
What's the running time on that?
Running time on that was 29 seconds.
Wow.
Or 30 seconds on the nose.
Okay, I'm just going to come out and say it. Now everyone listening to this podcast knows why Dr. Pamela Gay was my first podcast crush.
Oh, yeah. What a voice.
What a great pipe. What a great set of pipes. Love you, Dr. Gay.
Did you see her Halloween costume?
Yes.
Knocked
my socks off. Yeah. She was amazing. She's just amazing. Period.
She's got to do that cosplay at Dragon Con.
Yeah, no kidding. So Dr. Pamela Gay and is it Dr. Fraser?
No, Fraser Kane.
Just Fraser Kane. So Dr. Fraser Kane, I did it again. Fraser Kane and Dr. Gay, they host Astronomy Cast. Again,
you know exactly from the first words out of her mouth.
Boom.
Take
right
a facts-based journey through the cosmos.
Yep.
I mean, with the title sort of sells it right there.
It does.
Astronomy Cast.
It
There's
does.
No doubt what they're talking about.
But you know that this is you know exactly what it is. You know that you're going to get questions answered on this podcast, and it's very concise.
Right.
And that's what that so with the shared desk, we had 60 seconds, and we played around and had some fun. With Astronomy Cast, they went on ahead and they said, "We're just going to tell you what we have, who we are, and what we're doing,
and where to find it."
30 seconds in and out.
Yeah.
So no, there's no real set time, but you'll notice that a lot of promos either stick with 30 seconds or 60 seconds or somewhere in there,
right?
Somewhere in between. So you got another one for us?
I got another one. This one goes a little. This one's a little different because the first two had some music behind them.
Right.
This one does not, and it's not a necessary element. But use it cautiously. Here we go.
Technorama, the podcast for geeks, because geeks are better than cool. You don't hear someone say, "Get away from me, you cool person." Who's gonna have their 65-inch home theater system installed by the cool squad? Not me, that's for sure. How much cool cred do you have? Not enough to care about. Think you'll find any canned unicorn meat at thinkcool.com? It's just a park domain name. They don't even have roadkill in a paper cup. That's why you need to start listening to Technorama, because that's what geeks do. Go to chuckchat.com and listen to Technorama before you turn cool.
Wow. I have to admit, I am often inspired by commercial advertising.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I believe, was like an old Miller beer commercial from maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Just with music. I'm sure
it had
music.
Geico
or something.
Commercials inspire me beyond belief. They are terribly creative, and I love making parodies for my promos.
Yes.
You will. I think half of ours are parodies of Geico commercials, but and we've got a collection of like 7 or 8 and it's time to make a new one.
And no, we're not necessarily pimping our own podcasts
These are just examples that we had at our fingertips.
Yeah, and what we want to show you is the anatomy of and how what was the running time on that?
44.
So 44 minutes.
Not minutes.
Sorry.
Did it feel that long?
It didn't feel that long. No, 44 seconds. So again, as I said earlier, between 30, 60, you know, that's really the comfort zone that you have for the podcast. Now, all three of these promos have something in common. First off, they give you that last one doesn't necessarily tell you a thing about the show.
No.
But it gives you the feel of the show.
It's a goofy show. It's a goofy promo.
It's obviously comedy. It's geek oriented.
Yep.
And the other thing about it too is that it's obviously a podcast that does not take itself too seriously.
Never.
Exactly. Exactly. Then you've got the shared desk, you know, lively, fun collaboration, two people involved, that sort of thing. Then you've got astronomy cast. It's fact based science, and it's ironically down to earth. So that's one thing they all share in common. If you don't get the content of the show, you get the feel of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing they have in common, their websites. Where do you find them? You can find them on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Or
right. Go to a website.
Go straight to the website.
AstronomyCast.com.
ShareDesk.com. ChuckChat.com. It's, you know, that's where you find us. That's where you find what. So what else can you say about a promo, about what they share in common, what these three promos share in common?
I think you nailed it, unless you think of something I'm missing.
Usually it's the hosts that are involved.
Oh, you're right. These are the voices of the show.
Yeah.
Once in a while, you will hear a promo that is done by somebody else. I know I wasn't comfortable doing promos early on,
mm-hmm.
so I hired for like $50, and I had somebody do it.
Sure.
Very professional voiceover guy.
Right.
The other thing that's interesting and sometimes fun is see what other podcasts will do for you. Podcasting is an extremely friendly community.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable with narrating or producing, or you don't have a collection of bed music,
or if you don't feel like you are creative enough to come with a podcast promo of your own, sometimes, and I'd like to go ahead and have you play the next one, fans will do it for you.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Kelly, what brings you to my office today?
Oh, Doc, I don't know where to begin. I just can't tell people what I feel or how they make me feel. Unless I'm working with them or deciphering a puzzle. Or following clues to where someone's hiding out.
Ah, team building.
Or lowering myself from a gargoyle and subduing them. That's when I really feel I connect with people.
Deciphering puzzles.
Yes.
Following clues to one's hideaway.
Yes.
And lowering yourself from a gargoyle in order to subdue them.
Yes.
Just like one would in Batman Arkham Asylum.
Well, yeah, isn't that what we're talking about?
Mr. Kelly, you do not need a psychologist. What you need is a podcast. And I am prescribing for you headshots.
Headshots?
No, headshots. Part of the Geek Therapy Network, the intersection of gaming and psychology, with Dr. Kelly Dunlap and Josue Cardona. This is a podcast that goes deep into how gaming of all kinds, video games, card games, board games, all improves interaction both for the individual and society on a whole.
So that's headshots on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play?
Indeed. Now, as we still have some time for this session, tell me only the good things that come to your mind. About your mother.
My mother? Let me tell you about my mother.
Well, I gave you Ned points for the Blade Runner reference, but you are a terrible shot.
Yeah, I suck at PvP.
www.headshotspodcast.com.
What was that accent supposed to be?
It was supposed to be my Sigmund Freud psychologist accent. It probably sucks balls, if you must be true to tell. But so Nick and I are raging fans of headshots, and we surprised them with that promo, and we play it often on Happy Hour from the Tower. But I'm open for criticism. Because I know that promo is far from perfect. Running time,
140.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry, 136.
So 1:36.
That's a lot of time to ask for another podcaster to.
Yes, it is.
Especially if they have a shorter format show that may only be 10 or 15 minutes long.
Exactly. So that is one of the biggest problems with that. Now, the other thing, too, was we wanted, Nick and I were like, okay, let's have some fun with this promo. And we want to tell a story. The problem is, it took us 1:36, and that's me really trying to edit, you know.
Yeah.
First I want to set the scene with it being in a doctor's office, and I want to set the scene where it's about psychology, but then I want to throw in the Batman Arkham Asylum reference. The Blade Runner reference at the end is totally indulgent because that's Nick's jam. So I don't know. What do you think? Be honest. Do you think it is too much? Do you think that that I should have actually tried to cut that even harder, or is it because that I'm telling a story I can kind of get away with it?
There is, but I think there could be a shorter version.
Yeah.
You could easily get that under a minute with the same shtick about, you know, the doctor, you know, welcome to the doctor's office.
See, you can't even do the accent yourself.
I get this Russian Jewish guy.
But, you know, if you listen to headshots, you'll be fine. Not headshots, headshots.
But again there was no bed music.
Too. That was indulgent too. Yeah.
No bed music, but you can be creative in these promos.
Yeah.
And have fun with them.
As we did.
And as we said before, the podcast community is a very friendly, very sharing, open community. And that comes with a grain of salt, though, because if you submit, say, a fan-based or even your own promo, and you say, hey, T, would you play this on Happy Hour from the Tower? A, they may go, well, this isn't quite our material.
And we also don't play promos.
They may not play promos. So listen to the show. And understand where they place them.
Right.
Many, not all, many podcasters play promos at the end of the show.
Yep.
So after they've signed off and played their music and said, hey, hallelujah, you know, some listeners may go, next podcast.
Right.
And they may not hear it, but they're still doing you a huge favor. I forget who it was, but they used to say, hey, after the show is over, stick around. We got some terrific promos from A, B, and C.
Yeah, a lot of
we
people
encourage
do that.
You to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah. And with Happy Hour, we actually have put a break in the middle of the show so that we can do promos.
That's exactly where we put them too.
Right. But again, with the Headshots promo, yes, it was so much fun to do for them. They haven't even put it in their feed. So that's the other thing. If someone does make a promo for you, and if someone does... And if someone does make a promo for you and you like it, and you're like, I want people to have this promo, put it in the feed just as if it were an actual episode.
Oh, there you
but
go.
But mark it as promo. And
sure.
We'll talk about other ways of getting promos out. But I admit, there were some things in there that were absolutely and totally ridiculous, but we were having way too much fun with it. So that's why you get the 1 minute, 36 second promo.
The you mentioned how to distribute promo. If you have your own promo, or in our case, several of them, make them easy to find on your site. You know, a menu option or a link on the side that says support us, promote us, find us, share our promos, whatever it is to make it easy for, you know, hey, I'm a podcaster, but I also listen to your show. I'd like to put your promo on my show.
Right.
I could easily reach out to T and go, hey, T, you got a promo? And he'll say, yeah, it's over here. Here's the Dropbox link or whatever.
Right.
But if I'm browsing around his website, I'd like to be able to find it myself and say, hey, I ran your promo.
Right.
And that's even more of a surprise. I go, wow, didn't know you were even
exactly.
out there listening.
That's, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure when that happens. So we got one more promo that we want to play. And we're picking on this promo because we love this guy. So go for it.
Hi, my name is Joe Hogan, and I'm a geek. And if you're currently listening to this, there's a good chance you're a geek too. So check out my podcast, Geektitude. Each week, I talk with somebody about their geek aptitude. Sometimes I talk to people in a geeky profession. Sometimes it's someone doing something really cool with their geekiness. Often it's another geeky podcaster. But it's always someone who wants to share their inner geek. So join me each week as we come together to geek out about all the geeky stuff we love. And remember, this week, keep it geek.
Okay.
Right. Running time, 33 seconds.
Perfect.
Nice. Short, concise.
He's using the theme music that he uses for his show.
Good for branding.
Good on him. Content of the promo, it is straight up. You know exactly what you're going to get. He either gets on
I'm
with
Joe
friends.
I'm Joe Hogan. I'm a geek.
And this is Geektitude, and I'm going to have friends on the show, or I will interview people.
Yeah.
One problem with this.
You didn't mention where to find him.
He didn't mention geektitude.com.
Or find me on iTunes. Now, it is a unique enough a name, as most podcasts will
true,
be.
True, but as I have found out, there have been several times I've linked technorama.com back to you.
And that ain't
No. That ain't you. No. It's chuckchat.com, and then you find Technorama once you get to Chuckchat.
Right.
And I keep forgetting that. You can't always make the assumption that, oh, well, people will just find me. For a while there, I couldn't find Joe because of how I spelled Geektitude. And there are other Geektitude websites that are out there. But he is geek. But if you type in Joe Hogan Geektitude podcast, or if you just type in Geektitude podcast, Joe's the first hit. But you don't want people searching for you on Google. You want people to go, oh, I need to go to geektitude.com, or I need to go to joehogan.com, or I need to go to geektitudepodcast.com. Again, you know, it's the same thing with George Robb. Most people find George Robb, I believe, through georgerobb.com, even though there is a geologicpodcast.com site. Yeah. So,
and that's not a bad idea. I have a chucktomasi.com, uftmorris.com.
Right.
You should highlight your podcast along, maybe perhaps with your other works.
Oh, yeah.
And your career and whatnot. It's not a bad idea to have a vanity page.
Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences, which is the website that, that Pip and I have Tales from the Archives from, that's for our steampunk series. Yep. They all link back to pjballantine.com, tmorris.com. They will also take you to podcastingfordummies.com because it's a network you're building. It is a network of sites.
And you're not sure how people are going to find you. I've got I've got people in my professional life. I'm not a professional podcaster nor author, but I do have a day job. And my day job people, whom I thought were finding me through LinkedIn, suddenly I get an email that says, someone's filled out your Google form on chucktomasi.com.
Right. I'm like,
oh, well, it's a work-related question,
right?
And I'm happy they found me, and it can lead to other things. So you're never really sure where those Google searches for Chuck Tomasi are going to lead. They don't all go to my podcast site.
So Joe, great job on the on the promo. You know, Joe's new to podcasting, and he did a great job putting the promo together. But make sure that when you do your version two, geektitude.com.
Yeah.
You know, so you just got to make sure you let people know where to find you. Where can they find us? Shoot, where can't they find us? They can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You can find Twitter and Instagram. They both have the same name. That's PFD Authors. On Facebook, it's Podcasting for Dummies. You can also find us on 703-791-1701. That's for WhatsApp and for our voicemail. That's another way to get in touch with us. You can leave us a comment. You can leave us a voicemail. We would love to hear what you look for in a promo, or if you have any questions about promos, by all means, send them our way. We would love to talk to you about it. You can also send us an email at pfdauthors@gmail.com. And just remember, folks, that happy hour from the tower, for Pete's sake. I'm getting tired. Podcasting for Dummies is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike United States 3.0 license. And you can find out more about that at creativecommons.org, just like on Happy Hour from the Tower. But that's a different podcast. On behalf of Chuck Tomasi, I'm T. Morris. Thanks for listening. Pot on!
Shameless promos.